it's gone. Connor Oliver brings the Crushers one run closer on a solo Jack Jackety Jack deposited into the kid zone area beyond the wall and right. And the Crushers now trail by just a run, 3-2 in the bottom of the third.
Were any kids harmed in the making of that home run, Bull? Oh, that's great. I have to work on my board operator's highlights. They cut the beginning part of that entire highlight off of there. But I was looking to see the last time the Crushers were on WEOL. It's been a while. The Cavs have kind of played a little bit with our Crushers schedule. But you're back on the air tonight with the Lake Erie Crushers taking on the Schaumburg Boomers. All right, what's going on? We're on the Schneid right now. What's happening with the Crushers?
What's going on, guys? It's been a very, very rough couple of weeks here. And, I mean, first of all, I guess we could say that the Crushers certainly don't mind taking a back seat to the Cavaliers with their entering a championship drought that lasted a half a century, so over half a century, actually. So that's certainly not a bad thing. But while things have been going well for the Cavs, they have not been going so well for the men of Crushers. I want to say it was about almost 3 weeks ago to the day. Things were going great. They were 11-5, and they were six games over 500. They had just swept the Gateway Grizzlies at home, and then all of a sudden, they went on the road for 6 days. They ended up losing four of those six games, and they've been in a major tailspin ever since. Yesterday, they lost, and that put them below the 500 for the first time all season long. So, I mean, I wish I could tell you what it was exactly, but it's a number of different things. I mean, they're falling behind early, and when they fall behind early, they have a really hard time catching up. They're not really built to come from behind. While they may have done that earlier in the season, this roster has gone through a major overhaul over the course of the past 2 weeks, really. I mean, they've had a couple of guys get signed by Major League affiliates. They had one kid get signed by the Mexican League, and then they've made a number of other moves, a flurry of other moves, as a matter of fact. I want to say that they have made a roster move the day of a game for somewhere in the area of the last eight games. So this roster looks completely different now than it did a couple of weeks ago.
Is this atypical? I mean, have you seen this in your other times, or is this something that's just kind of unique to this year so far?
It's a little unique to this year. I mean, it happens. Especially when things are going south, it's not uncommon to see changes get made like this, simply because, you know, it's a cutthroat business. And, I mean, sometimes you may not get much of an opportunity, and sometimes you may only get a couple of days to show what you have. Now, I will say this, the league does have a transaction limit, and I don't know how close Monge is to getting to that transaction limit, but I got to imagine he's getting pretty close because, again, he's made moves as often as he has over the last couple of weeks. And if things are going well, then obviously there's no need to change that formula. But, you know, if things aren't going well, you have to do what you can to change things up a little bit. So this is not totally out of the ordinary, but I don't know that I've ever seen eight straight games or nine straight games where changes have been made on the day of a game. So it's different in that regard because, like I say, usually you have a day or two mixed in there where you don't make a move and things are somewhat stagnant. But, and I think when he sees a problem, he wants to try and fix it right away, and that means making some phone calls to try and bring guys in that he thinks can help, then he's going to do it because at the end of the day, he understands this thing. I mean, if he can't produce winners on the field, then, you know, things go south for a lot of different folks. So he's trying to do what he can to make sure that he finds the right fit to get them back to where they were 3 weeks ago.
As of last night, a starting pitcher for tonight had not been named. Is that part of this, what's going on here?
I think that's a part of it, sure. I mean, I think he's weighing his options right now. He had a couple of different options. I think he had at least toyed with the idea of throwing Todd Kibbe on short rest. I still don't know if that's his plan of attack or not. I mean, now, dropping the first two games of the series, he may make that call and go to Todd Kibbe for today because Kibbe seems to be a pretty nice option. He's a pretty good stopper, and when he's put him out there, he's pitched pretty well this year. I know that he's entertained the idea of signing somebody else before today's game, but I don't know that he's going to do that for sure. So that's a part of this year. Absolutely, this is that's a part of the equation because I think he's in a position now where I think he's trying to get away with a four-man rotation because you've got those Mondays off every single Monday that they don't play throughout the year. But if you don't have a five-man rotation, either somebody's throwing on short rest, or you have that one day of the week that pops up where you have to either go with a bullpen by committee approach, or you just have to make a guy start that isn't used to starting. So I think today he's still playing that scenario out in his mind, whether he wants to go with Todd Kippe for tonight, or if he wants to sign somebody else, or maybe just pop somebody up in that rotation that is used to coming out of the pen throughout the year.
We're talking to Andy Bulbarch, Lake Erie Crushers play-by-play announcer. He'll be on the air tonight on WEOL, bringing you the Crushers and the Schaumburg Boomers. We got another little bit of road trip to Joliet, and then we're back home for some games, right?
Yeah, this is a tough stretch. I mean, Schaumburg's playing really well right now. They wrap up that series tonight, and then over the weekend, as you said, they go to Joliet. Good part about that is it's not too far from here. It's about 45 minutes south of here. So it'll be an easy trip to make overnight, and then, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Joliet. And the good part about the end of the Joliet series is that that's a 2 o'clock start Eastern time on Sunday. So all things considered, they should be able to get back home at a reasonable hour on Sunday night. But the bad news is they're playing against Joliet, and that's one of the hottest teams in the Frontier League right now. They had won 4 in a row before they lost yesterday, but right now they're in second place, and they seem to be hitting the ball extremely well right now. So going to Joliet's going to propose an incredible challenge as well. So if things are going to change, they're going to have to buck a couple of trends here over the next couple of days.
Well, we look forward to your call on the game tonight. Lake Erie Crushers taking on the Schaumburg Boomers. Gets underway at 7 o'clock. Andy Bulbarch joining us every Thursday as he does. We'll try to get some more positive spin next week when we have a chat. As the Crushers coming home for the 4th of July weekend as well. And a lot of folks will be coming out to the ballpark, hopefully, to see some winning ways, turn things around, and get that home field advantage that we had early in the season.
That sounds good. I'm all for it. Hopefully, when we talk next week, we'll have a lot more positive things to talk about.
Well, that's baseball, you know. You just wait a day or two, and everything kind of works its way out, hopefully, as well. So, Andy, we'll talk again next week. Thanks. Have a good time.
Thanks, guys. You too.